First Samuel chapter 1, and continuing our study through the Bible of people of prayer, and we want to focus on Hannah, the mother of Samuel. She was certainly a woman of prayer, and we will study more in depth with the prayer life of Samuel. His name means asked of God, and in some ways you can think of it that God answered Hannah's prayer much more beyond what she ever imagined. That she, and we're going to see that in a lot of ways as we go along. But and that's a blessing with the Lord that often when we pray, that we kind of can have just sort of a certain answer to that prayer in view. But sometimes the Lord, like especially if our heart is right with Him, it seems He delights in giving far in abundance over that, something much longer term than we expect. And certainly Hannah, because of her prayers, had a real legacy of what the Lord was able to do through her life and through the life of her son. So we see, as it began, that a man named Elkanah had two wives. One was Hannah, one was Peninnah. Peninnah had children, Hannah did not. And, of course, Peninnah made Hannah's life miserable. It says, verse 6, her adversary also provoked her sore for to make her fret because the Lord had shut up her womb. That she was in a bad situation. We understand throughout the scriptures, any time that there's a situation of more than one wife, you can never really find a place where it turned out good. Always it ended up either for the sake of the wives or the sake of the children, that there was jealousies, there was fighting, and everything else. And we see that here specifically. But it's something, you think of the situation that she's in, it's not that God has forgotten her or anything like that. He's, in a way, He's bringing her to a point where she will make a request that He will delight to answer. And you can think of it with Hannah's life, that she's at the end of it, she would be glad for what she went through before, because it was preparing her for what was to come after. And so they went up to the temple each year, or actually it would be to the tabernacle. The temple wasn't built yet. But we see verse 10 that she was in bitterness of soul, and she prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And we see that she spoke from bitterness of soul. And it's kind of sad. Eli had quite a lack of discernment as the priest of the Lord and thought that she was drunken. But she said, No, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, verse 15, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord. That we see that she spoke from a broken, sorrowful spirit, that there was not a sense of pride in that way or demand of the Lord. A sense, she has a sense of just a brokenness before God, just a recognition of her need, that just there's something in her life that she can't fulfill, only God can meet that, and she just asks for His mercy unto her. And we see that principle in the scriptures of a broken and a contrite spirit is the heart that the Lord delights in. It says Psalm 51, verse 16, For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. And we see that the Lord certainly did not despise her prayer, that he heard it. He knew the heart from which it sprang. And we see that she vowed a vow unto the Lord, that she made a promise unto the Lord, that if he would give her a son, he would give him back to the Lord. And just this thought that that's all she wanted was just one son, and she'd only have him for a short time, and then she'd give him back to the Lord, that it was a very selfless promise in many ways, just to have that opportunity, just that she wasn't barren and that she could give her son to the Lord. And we see the idea of making a vow to the Lord, and it's kind of often, especially when we're kind of young in our walk with the Lord, we have a tendency to think of prayer as just sort of, well, what I want God to give to me. But we see with Hannah, it was more sensual. If you give to me, then I'll give back unto you. And it wasn't like she was trying to make a deal with the Lord or trying to bribe God into accepting her prayer, but she was asking this, and just, it was really in a sense that she would give it back, give her son back to him as a sign of worship to the Lord, a sign of honor unto him, that just out of gratitude in that sense. And so we see that Eli answered and said, Go in peace, the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And so she had this assurance of it, and we see that she had poured out her soul before the Lord. And that's, I think, what the Lord wants us to do, is because he knows what's within us anyways. He knows what our needs are, our struggles, and it's better if we just lay it all out before him, that he wants us to share it with him, so essentially he can, we lay it out so that then he can deal with all of those things. We see Psalm 62, verse 8, Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. And so that is what we desire to do in prayer, is to pour out our heart before the Lord. And we see that she did that, and then she got essentially a confirmation that her prayer was answered. And it's kind of the thought of that a lot of times, that when we pray and we truly seek the Lord, that we don't necessarily need to have the answer in our hands to have that the Lord can give us an assurance that we don't need to pray for it anymore, because we know that it's been answered. We don't know how, but we can trust that the Lord wants us to have that assurance. And it has been referred to as praying through, that we pray until we get an answer, until we have an assurance of our petition has been heard and responded to. But we see that it came to pass, according to her prayer, she bare a son. She called his name Samuel, because I have asked him of the Lord. And we find that she waited to go up to the house of the Lord until he was weaned. And once he was weaned, she came before Eli again. Verse 26, she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there. And you think of it, that she comes, she testifies to God's answer to prayer, and she testifies that as she had made this commitment to God, that she was going to fulfill her part. And it was a willing thing, and she wasn't backing out on the deal or anything like that, that she said, as long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. She wasn't going to take him back. And then we see the beginning of 1 Samuel chapter 2, her prayer again. And this is a prayer of worship unto the Lord. It says, my heart rejoiced in the Lord, mine horn is exalted in the Lord, my mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. And we see with her prayer how she speaks of dealing with the Lord, puts down those that are proud, he raises up those that are humble, those that are needy, those that are feeble. And that is the thought of it, of how the Lord is merciful. That verse 8, he raised up the poor out of the dust and lift up the beggar from the dunghill to set him among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by his strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. And we see that when we do have an answer to prayer, that there should definitely be a time of worship, a time of rejoicing for what God has done. And you can kind of, and we know the Lord isn't fickle like men are, but it's kind of the thought that if, say as a parent to your child, if you do something for your child, but then the child kind of doesn't even kind of hardly say thanks, then you kind of, you almost have a tendency, you're not that encouraged to answer their prayers again, answer their request. But when they show a gratitude, then there's more of a tendency that you want to bless them. And we think of that with the Lord, that we it's right for us to show worship, to show gratitude. And when we do that, God is honored. And as we honor him, he honors us. And we see the testimony of, as it ends with kind of our view of Hannah. It says, verse 18 of 1 Samuel 2, but Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, girded with a linen ephod. Moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, the Lord give thee seed of this woman for the loan which is lent to the Lord. And they went unto their own home. And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare three sons and two daughters, and the child Samuel grew before the Lord. And we see that the Lord gave her exceeding abundant above what she asked or thinks. She just asked for one child, and the Lord gave her three more children, and then two daughters, or three more sons and two daughters, so six children total. And just such a blessing and for her, and you think just year by year, seeing her son grow before the Lord. And she probably didn't live to see everything that he did, but we recognize of how much God used him to bring the children of Israel back to him, that just how things went down so bad spiritually with Eli and Hophni and Phinehas, and then through Samuel much was restored. And we're going to see more of that later on. But we recognize just this woman that really didn't have much, wasn't really that significant in some ways, but her prayer was what made her significant, and the answer to that prayer. Of course, she was always significant to the Lord, but she gets noticed to us because of her prayer. And we want to recognize that no matter where we're at, that we pour out our soul before the Lord, we pray with a proper heart, that God can do great things beyond what we even expect, and we should value the power of prayer and realize how great a difference beyond what even we can imagine it can have. as God answers it.